This spring, out of the clear blue sky, I was invited to attend the grand unveiling of a new line of premium binoculars by Zeiss. On June 3rd, a group of 28 or so birders from various places around the globe were brought to the Zeiss plant in Wetzlar, Germany. After a day visiting the factory, learning more about the company, and looking at their new binoculars, the company flew us to Vienna and took us to a lovely restaurant not far from a house Beethoven had once lived in. On the outdoor patio, they issued each of us our own pair of the Victory SFs, and I started walking around looking for a bird to view through them. I finally found a European blackbird, an all-black version of our robin, and pulled up the binoculars. If this were a movie, here's where I'd cue the fireworks. It was love at first sight. Not of the blackbird, I'd already fallen in love with them back in Wetzlar, but pulling those binoculars up to my face was like walking up to a magic window where when you look through, suddenly the glass vanishes and the bird is magically drawn 10 times closer to your eyes. The dream binoculars of my imagination are not just a piece of equipment, they're literal extensions of my eyes, and suddenly right here in the real world, I was holding a tangible object that lived up to that dream. It felt like there was nothing in the world between me and that bird, its shiny orangey-yellow bill gleaming, its eyes sparkling, and every identical black feather perfect and differentiated. Only 3 times before in my entire life have I had that jolt of optical magic on March 2, 1975, when I lifted my first pair of binoculars, Bushnell 7x50 Instafocuses, to the very first bird on my life list. In 1976, when I first saw a Blackburnian warbler through Michigan State University's lights binoculars while I was helping lead an ornithology class field trip, and in 1988, when I saw my first bird, a flicker, through my brand new Zeiss dialets. I've had stunning looks at birds through many other binoculars, but none had ever captured the magic of those 3 long-ago experiences before this. What made the Zeisses so great? They have a significantly wider field of view than any 10-power binoculars, more than 390 feet at 1,000 yards, and the view seemed perfect from edge to edge. Not that I normally focus my eyes on the edge of a binocular's field of view, I watch things in the center. But when I look at anything, my peripheral vision takes in a much wider view than what I'm directly looking at. With that sharp edge-to-edge view, these binoculars gave me that same feeling, like a true extension of my eyes. Edge-to-edge focusing also makes locating a bird in the first place much faster and easier, and allows easier counting of masses of birds. I saw almost 100 lifers through the Zeiss Victory SFs, including 2 of the top birds on my most wanted birds in the universe list, the hoopoe and the bee-eater. Number 1, the Cuban toady, was nowhere to be found. The birds would have been spectacular through any binoculars, but I don't think my experience with them would have felt so immediate and intimate. I don't know how the Zeiss Victory SFs will stack up when a bunch of really picky birding technology wonks start testing them, but they seemed to me to be the most wonderful binoculars I've ever experienced. No matter how hard I struggled to be objective and to find problems with them, the only negative issue I perceived was with the eye cups, which Zeiss is going to fix. Even in private conversations, everyone I talked to seemed to agree that these really are the finest binoculars we'd ever used, living up to the company's hype. They're way too expensive for my budget, but based on what I observed of what goes into them, they're at least worth it. I've tested binoculars a lot in the past and never had trouble giving them back when I was done. This time, I felt bereft. Soon after they're released, other companies will have taken apart and analyzed the design of the Zeiss Victory SFs and will appropriate many of the same design innovations into their own lines. So birding binoculars will continue to advance. But I suspect Zeiss's Victory SFs will be the world's finest birding binoculars for years to come. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.